Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
We're here to help you win the ultimate bragging rights, a fantasy title.
Let's go.
Now, here's Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Well, mock drafts are fun, but real drafts are even realer and even better. Welcome to Fantasy Football Today here. It's Saturday. It's actually Friday afternoon, about 2 p.m. Eastern. We're recording this on Friday, doing a live draft that we're playing out. A huge league for us. Very important stuff. But we're going to do it on the air for you. A 12-team PPR mock draft. No, live draft. Excuse me. Real draft. 12-team PPR draft. I'm on deck. That's why I'm freaking out a little bit. I have the 8th pick. Welcome, everybody. All right, Heath, you have the 3rd pick. The first 2 picks of the draft were Antonio Brown and Odell Beckham. Who did you take 3rd, Heath?
It was a pretty easy decision in PPR. I took Julio Jones.
Chris, don't make a pick yet. We're going to pick your brain. Jamie, who'd you take 4th overall?
I took AJ Green in a huge surprise.
Yep, your favorite, your 4th receiver, your 4th pick overall in PPR. Todd Gurley went to Nick Costos. 5th, Pete Prisco took David Johnson. And Chris, you are on the clock in this PPR draft with the 7th pick. Let's make it.
I was hoping Pete would go off the board and leave David Johnson for me. I think that makes an easy choice for me with DeAndre Hopkins, so I will go ahead and select him.
And that was what I was hoping you wouldn't do, but kind of was expecting you to do, because, guys, I have the 8th pick now, and to me there are 7 picks that I really like in PPR, and at 8 it gets a little tough. There's 5 receivers, the big 3, Hopkins and Green, and then there's David Johnson and Todd Gurley. It's kind of a tough call for me here at 8. I'm going to go with Ezekiel Elliott, but I think it's too early for any other wide receiver. I'll take Elliott. Can you guys tell me who you would have taken in my spot?
I would have taken Lamar Miller, and I'm hoping he falls to me, but my guess is that he
does. Oh, he didn't. He went 9th to 10.
No, so I've got a tough choice to make it 10, but I like the idea of going a running back when there isn't a wide receiver that you think is a slam dunk in the first round.
I think I would have taken Allen Robinson.
Even in PPR, he only had 80 catches last year.
That's okay.
Okay. Now, he did finish 6th. I gave that stat out yesterday. And Dave, I'll give out the stat in a second. Why don't you tell us what you're thinking here with Ezekiel Elliott, Miller, Gurley, and Johnson all off the board. The top 5 wide receivers are off the board. So Gronk's in play, Dez, blah, blah, blah. Go ahead.
I was hoping one of those running backs would make it to me. That would have made the decision easier. It's tougher now. The names that are on the list, Dez Bryant, Adrian Peterson, Rob Gronkowski, Allen Robinson, Jordy Nelson, Mike Evans. The good news is I'm going to get 2 of those because I'm up against so soon. And there's only 1 running back here. There's 4 wide receivers, and there's Gronk at tight end. I imagine if I let Adrian Peterson go, he wouldn't make it back to me. I feel the same way about Dez and Gronk, but running back is the position that's going to be thin in round 2. There's no one I would take there in round 2. So I'm going to take Adrian Peterson in late round 1, knowing that I'm going to be able to get a good receiver, whether it's Dez, Robinson, Jordy, or Mike Evans in round 2, or Gronk.
Did you consider going receiver?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay. So the stat I gave out, I think 2 days ago, is that there's only been 1 wide receiver in the last 3 years to finish in the top 10 with fewer than 80 catches. That was Doug Baldwin last year. That's strictly in PPR leagues. Allen Robinson, though, did have exactly 80. But it gave me a little bit of pause with Mike Evans in this format. Do you think that's justified with Evans and even with Allen Robinson, guys?
I mean, if you think Evans is going to take the big step forward, if you think Allen Robinson's as good as he was last season, does it really matter if he catches 75 balls instead of 81 or something like that?
No, but really it's like you kind of want a guy in the 90s in PPR this day and age.
Sure, but do we think Allen Robinson and or Mike Evans couldn't make that kind of jump? Mike Evans' catch rate was 50% last season. If it jumps up to 56% with 148 targets or whatever he had last season, you're getting close.
I think my concern would be that maybe his targets fall off just a little bit with Vincent Jackson healthy and back. And the type of targets that Mike Evans gets does make it more likely he's going to have a low catch rate.
Yeah.
Vincent Jackson's 32 now, I believe.
Sure.
He has taken steps back in each of the last 2 years. I think Mike Evans is so clearly the number one option, and I'm not worried about Vincent Jackson cutting into that. I think maybe the bigger worry for me might be Austin Seferian Jenkins or one of the running backs maybe taking a step forward.
Jamie, you've been kind of quiet over there. You, I'm sure you're collecting the league dues, right?
Jamie's actually leaving the podcast room right now, Adam.
He's storming out.
He doesn't seem very happy, and I've noted that our draft has slowed down after my pick of Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, okay. So let's just be truthful here and talk about what's happening. Sometimes when we do these drafts with people all over the country, sometimes people don't show up. So there was a little bit of miscommunication at the number 11 pick right now. So it is paused at 10 overall with Adrian Peterson off the board. And of course, I was needling Jamie because while he is great at fantasy football, he's a great friend, he's a great man, he is terrible at collecting the money that people owe. It usually doesn't happen until months after the season is over.
You know what? It's a great combination for me because I'm extremely bad at paying the money that I owe for fantasy football. So it actually works out nicely.
And I think months is a little bit of an exaggeration. I can remember a couple of payouts from Jamie last year that maybe we're a week or two after the season. Probably 2 weeks was the average time. That's fair.
Now, let's recap the first 10 picks, and if we haven't figured things out by the time we're done doing that, we're just going to pause, you know, our podcast. Listeners obviously won't be affected here. But let's recap the first 10 picks and give our thoughts. And they are Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham, Julio Jones, A.J. Green, Todd Gurley, David Johnson, DeAndre Hopkins, Ezekiel Elliott, Lamar Miller, and Adrian Peterson. Seems pretty normal, right, guys?
Yeah, I think there's a couple, a pretty clear drop-off, I think, after the next two picks. I would guess we could all agree on who the next two players taken are going to be.
What do you think?
Oh, I think it's Allen Robinson and Gronk.
I think Dez is someone that could and should drop a little more in a PPR league, just because even if we think that the number of targets isn't going to drop from last season, you probably assume the quality of targets is almost certainly going to drop.
Well, listen, I think the real question comes down to, are we ready to say before the season starts that Dak Prescott is the best quarterback other than Tony Romo that Dez Bryant's ever played with? Has he already proven that to us in a couple of halves of preseason football?
I mean, what are the backups that Dez has played with in his career?
I'm actually going to interrupt you right there, guys, because we're back. Will Brinson on the clock, and he just took Le'Veon Bell, and I'm not surprised. I'll bring Jamie back in now. Will likes to take Le'Veon Bell there. What do you think, 11th overall? And by the way, Gronkowski went 12th.
I think the problem with taking him there is you have to assume knowing the person behind you will not take Le'Veon Bell. And so if he does know that, then you take him. If he doesn't know that, then you have the uncertainty. You know, we've done this draft, we've drafted with the same group of people for a while. Now he probably could have waited and still gotten the guy he wanted. But the two guys that he took, Le'Veon Bell and Jordy Nelson, are probably better suited for his second round pick as opposed to taking one of them at his first.
Which combination do you guys like better? Will's Le'Veon Bell and Jordy Nelson, or who's 12th? George?
Marone Burks.
Marone. Marone taking Rob Gronkowski and Dez Bryant.
There's risk with both the Le'Veon pick and the Dez pick. And the Jordy pick also.
What's the risk with the Dez pick?
The quarterback play.
Would you have said that about DeAndre Hopkins last year?
Yes.
I think
we think Dez is going to get 203 targets, though?
No.
Well, no, DeAndre got 192. So I would assume that Dez is probably going to be, with this offense, still 150-ish. Mm-hmm. But he's a much better producer in the red zone than DeAndre has been.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
I just look at it as, in this situation, he's such a dynamic player. Like you said, the foot is a concern.
Yeah, I think you're looking at.
Then I think that's fair. I don't think the quarterback situation really downgrades him that much or makes him risky.
I guess the difference for me is we've seen DeAndre Hopkins post a top five season with a backup quarterback. When Dez has had a backup quarterback, he's been pretty pedestrian.
But
he's had it one time.
He's played 14 games with a backup.
Yeah, but the majority of that was last year when he was coming back from a foot injury.
And by the way, 150 targets would be on the high side for him. He's had some of his best seasons with 136, 138 targets. Like, he's a powerful, potent combination of efficiency and explosive.
And he's pissed.
And the Cowboys' defense won't do them any favors.
Yeah, but their defense was bad in 2014, too.
And I think Dak Prescott's going to be okay. I think he's better than the quarterbacks that he had to deal with late last season.
Man, tough call here for me. I'm going to go a little bit different than what I normally do, and I'll recap the last few picks here as we're into round two. So round two started with Dez Bryant, followed by Jordy Nelson. We talked about those two. And then the two guys I really wanted, Allen Robinson went to Dave. You must be pretty happy about that, Dave.
Very excited, yes.
Yep, Mike Evans went right after that. So we're in that group of wide receivers where they're all pretty good. I went with Amari Cooper over Keenan Allen, who just went to Chris Towers. Chris, who would you have taken if Keenan Allen and Amari Cooper were both on the board?
I would have taken Keenan Allen for sure. Amari Cooper, I think the drops thing can be a little overstated. I think the Raiders are probably going to throw the ball a lot, but he wasn't super efficient. You have to count on him getting to that next step.
I am counting on it. He was a rookie. I always count on guys taking that next step.
I think that's fair. I just think, you look at what Keenan Allen did. He's got a better quarterback. I think Keenan Allen PPR is such a lock as long as he manages to stay healthy.
The interesting thing for me is, do you think, like, which of these two receivers do you think is more likely to score touchdowns? Because Cooper didn't get touchdown or opportunities in the red zone last year, but Allen doesn't exactly profile as the type of guy that's going to score a ton of touchdowns.
Honestly, it's a toss-up to me. I feel like Cooper...
I think if they're even in touchdowns, Allen's going to be better in PPR.
Yeah, I feel like Cooper could be that guy, though, that, you know, a lot of guys... Like, Julio Jones isn't a big red zone guy. And I feel like Cooper could profile as that type of player. Mike Evans, not a big red zone guy. You know, I know he had zero targets inside the 10 last year, Amari Cooper. That's crazy. But that'll go up. And I'm just looking forward to his second year. He's blossoming. On the clock is Pete Prisco. He is looking at who he has. Do you remember who he took in round one? Pete Prisco took David Johnson, and now he just took Devontae Freeman. How about starting with two running backs here, guys? Or maybe not. That might have been an auto pick. We are figuring that out. But you know what? The truth is, I took Ezekiel Elliott with my first pick, and I was considering Jamaal Charles in round two. Or like, to a lesser extent, Devontae Freeman. Could you justify going with two running backs in a 12-team PPR league?
I think it's hard to do. I think the situation would have to be perfect. You'd have to have the first guy taking a running back in the first round in a PPR league outside of the top three picks. That's kind of easy to do. You'd have to have somebody that you really love fall to you in round two because of what you're going to sacrifice at wide receiver.
Yeah, you look at the guys that could be really good at the wide receiver position beyond where we're at right now. And it is a lot of low catch guys or a lot of guys with a lot of questions, guys like, you know, Brandon Marshall or Alshon Jeffrey, the guys that could be good, but far from a guarantee there.
All right, we are waiting to hear from Pete Prisco right now. I don't think there have been any bad picks in the draft so far, right? I talked about round one. Let's look at round two so far. It's Dez Bryant, Jordy Nelson, Allen Robinson, Mike Evans, Amari Cooper, and Keenan Allen.
All wide receivers. Wow.
That's a run.
How about Jordy, guys? Did he go too early?
Maybe a little.
It's interesting because you've got Bell and Jordy on the same team now, and there's a ton of ups. I mean, if Bell comes back in week four and he's just Le'Veon Bell for the rest of the season, and Jordy's fine, and these injury concerns were for nothing, then there's a ton of upside there. But it's tough to imagine a riskier first two picks either. I mean, you could have taken Bell and Charles, I guess.
Yeah, it's tough. Okay, so Pete has made his real pick, and it is not Devontae Freeman. It is Eddie Lacy. Was that a mistake in a PPR league, guys?
So he did go with two running backs.
Yeah, but well, first of all, Freeman or Lacy in PPR?
Lacy.
Interesting. Two running backs for Pete. We'll see how his team turns out. Nick Kostos is on the clock. He took Todd Gurley. Let's see what he does. Still got Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Cooks, Brandon Marshall, Demaryius Thomas on the board.
Right, and that's who Pete's hoping falls to him, one of those guys, in round three. Otherwise, his receiving core is going to be kind of ugly.
Jamie, you're on deck, and you have A.J. Green. Knowing you, I'm thinking you're going wide receiver here.
I'd like to go with 11 people who know how to draft. that'd be ideal. I'm going to take Brandon Marshall. I was going to take Marshall or Cooks, whoever fell to me.
Okay, Alshon Jeffrey went to Nick. You took Brandon Marshall.
You know how many drafts I've started Green and Marshall in PPR?
You must feel pretty good about it.
Well, I mean, I take Green at four, and then Marshall falls to me in the second round. So I'll be okay with the potential 200 catches I get from those guys.
Well, let me ask you this. As Heath's on the clock now, would you have taken Eddie Lacy if he were there? I know you like Lacy.
Probably not, because I don't think Heath would have taken him on this spot. I don't want to say who I think Heath will take, but I'm sure it's somewhat obvious.
Yeah, well, I don't. This is, we talk about knowing your league, and Luke Rogers is one of the people between me and my next pick, and he's talked about how he doesn't like Jamal this year. And I think George is a Doug Martin guy. So I'm going to see if Jamal will come back to me. I'm going to go with Brandon Cooks and get a good number two wide receiver.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Charles, that must have been pretty tough for you, Heath.
Yeah. I mean, I probably wouldn't have done it if I didn't know those two. And George may just take Charles and make me look dumb immediately, but he wouldn't be the first person.
So is this the latest that you've gotten Charles so far if he falls to you?
Yes.
Okay.
I haven't seen him get out. I don't know that I've seen him get out of the second since he came back to practice.
Well, Heath, if
but it's
were
only
drafting
the last couple of days where the negative stuff has started. With
right.
Him.
If you were drafting in a league with strangers, would you have taken Jamal Charles with the third to last pick of round two?
Yes.
Okay. So George is on the clock. He took Odell Beckham with his first pick. And
so
George,
you can't rule out running back from him.
Right. And he took T.Y. Hilton. He took him ahead of Sammy Watkins, ahead of Demaryius Thomas. What do you think? Is that too early for Hilton?
It's in this range. I mean, PPR, he's going to go back into round two. So I would have taken Watkins over him, but I can understand, you know, T.Y. Hilton's upside for sure.
I think I'd rather have Demaryius too, but he's right there.
Luke Rogers has the first pick of the draft and now the 24th and 5th overall picks here. He just took Jordan. Whoa. He took Jordan Reed, huh? Wow.
I guess, you know, we talk about this all the time. Swing picks. If you don't have a guy that you think is going to come back to you, this is the spot you got to take him. And he's been pretty consistent with Jordan Reed when I've seen him in some other drafts. So he likes him.
Come on, George. Take Jamal Charles. Take Jamal Charles because he went with Jordan Reed and LeSean McCoy, Luke Rogers, with those two picks. George, you're on the clock. I'm going to channel you my Jamal Charles vibes.
Jamie,
he took Mark Ingram.
Gamble paid off.
You said you'd be happy with the 200 catches from Marshall and Green.
Mm-hmm.
Reed and Brown, that could be like 230 catches between the two of them.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, I mean, look.
Like 150 for Antonio.
Yeah, if you're a believer, I hate this pick, but I can't pass up on the value in a PPR league. I'm going to take Devontae Freeman here.
It's a good call.
Ah, okay. So now Jamie's got two wide receivers and a running back. Heath has, two wide receivers and a running back, right?
Yep.
And now Nick is on the clock with one running back and one wide receiver. We still haven't had a quarterback go off the board. So far here in round three, LeSean McCoy, Mark Ingram, Jamal Charles, Devontae Freeman. Also, I want to take a quick aside to tell you guys that I am determined to come up with a very good team name for regarding one of my best players. So far it's Ezekiel Elliott and Amari Cooper. I got to figure something out. What about this? Elliott Ness.
Wait, I got one for you. What is it? Go ahead.
Elliott Ness.
Elliott Ness?
Yeah, really? Great one, right?
I don't.
You're a Giants fan.
Yeah.
Elliott,
right?
Cool.
Well documented. Ezekiel Elliott plays for your rival team, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can go, I hate Zika.
I don't feel right making Zika jokes, but a lot of people are making Zika jokes. So, like Elliott Ness, I could go with like an Untouchables theme here. This is going to be just awful. So Sammy Watkins went to Nick Costos. If you guys had to choose between Demaryius Thomas and Sammy Watkins, who would it be?
Sammy
for sure in standard. I'd probably take Demaryius in PPR.
And Pete's kind of in a nightmare situation here because
he doesn't know how to push buttons.
He doesn't know how to push buttons. But Doug Martin is still available, and so is Demaryius. I would imagine he's either going to take Demaryius or Randall Cobb.
He needs to take Demaryius here, don't you think?
I think so, but he does like Randall Cobb.
He also could go quarterback. I mean, Pete's a little unconventional.
He's not going to make his pick.
Pete's got two picks. We should make a fun game of all the picks that Pete makes on the podcast for as long as we're recording here. How many of them will he actually make before the buzzer expires?
I'm going to go with zero.
Yeah.
Did he make his first pick on time? I thought he did.
No, he didn't.
No.
Okay. That's why we had to slow down at first.
So he's 0 for 3. He's 0 for 3. That's that's outstanding.
I'm going to call his team the human rain delay.
You know, baseball, 0 for 3 wouldn't be that bad. You know,
yeah,
you're 2 hits away from getting right back in it.
Chris, I don't know if you're willing to tell me this. You're picking next after Pete. I'm picking right after you. And who's your team so far, Chris?
I've got two receivers. I went Keenan Allen and DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay, so who do you want next?
You know, I'm usually not a zero RB person. And now that we're actually playing this league out, it would be stupid for me to try to experiment with that. But I may just do that. I may go wide receiver here. What I really want to know is who you're thinking of picking, just so I can.
You don't know by now?
Just so I can just. Oh, jerk.
Wait. Who do you think I'm thinking of picking?
He's not going to take C.J. Anderson yet.
Of course he is.
He'll take Doug Martin over him.
I think so too.
Okay. Well, Pete just picked Aaron Rodgers. So Pete, so far in a PPR league, has a quarterback and two running backs. We don't recommend doing that.
I know who Adam's going to take.
All right, Chris, you're on the clock here. I know who I want. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, the chance to get to Marius Thomas.
No. Go zero RB.
That is zero RB. That would be three wide receivers.
I mean, don't go zero RB. That's a terrible idea.
I'm going zero RB then.
That's who I wanted. I definitely was going to take Demaryius Thomas there. All right, so this is kind of interesting, guys, because now you're at a point, for me, I have Ezekiel Elliott and Amari Cooper. And it's PPR. I always want to get two wide receivers with my first three picks. I always talk about getting one of those top 15, top 16. They're all off the board. So do I go to the next tier? Randall Cobb, Jarvis Landry, Michael Floyd, Julian Edelman, guys like that, Kelvin Benjamin. Or do I take C.J. Anderson or Doug Martin here? Boy, that really stinks. In fact, I'm almost tempted to take Cam Newton here because I hated that so much.
I think if you're looking at it, well, it's not fair because Dave's up after you. But
yeah, I'll take someone and then you can critique. All right, let's go with crap. C.J. Anderson. I can't believe I have two running backs in my first three picks.
Wow.
Yeah, but you know what? Though, what I was going to say is, if you're not sold on those, like you listed six receivers.
Yeah.
You have the chance to get one of those guys potentially coming back to you in round four.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a stretch, and you're a Doug Baldwin guy. That's not a bad guy to settle on if that's what you're looking at.
Oh, I hope I can get him in the, probably not in the fifth round. I'm not going to take Baldwin in the fourth round. Doug Martin off the board after I take C.J. Anderson.
And Dave's getting sniped twice. Oh, no, he's got Latavius.
Yeah, I got Latavius.
Yeah. But you like Doug better, right?
I do like Doug better. I would have taken Doug 100%. Mm-hmm. But so, I also was locked into a running back in round three because there are receivers that I will be happy to take in round four.
Yeah.
When I'm up. No one in the room is picking before me. Cobb, Benjamin.
Yeah.
He's got a new last name in Carolina. I'm fine with either of those two.
Benjamin is just what he ate for lunch today.
How does it feel, Chris, to make the decision to go zero running back mm-hmm. and see the running back run immediately after you make that decision?
Well, That it's really less.
You didn't expect to get those guys back.
No, it's really less about that and more about the fact that coming back, there are, like Dave said, enough wide receivers that I feel pretty good about as my number three. That it might have been better to go Doug Martin with my third pick.
Yeah, it would have been
get
for
that
me.
Solid running back because, you know, you look at someone like Jarvis Landry who caught 110 passes last year. If he can just break like one big play every four games. You're looking at a huge improvement. If he just gets that yards per reception up to 12, like that's a pretty awesome receiver.
Oh, he can keep his yards per reception exactly where they are. He just needs to find the end zone a couple more times.
Sure, or that. But you're talking about him being just like a few small plays away. A few big plays away, I guess, from
And he was the number 11 wide receiver in PPR last year, Jarvis Landry. So, and there he goes. I was going to take him. All right, so let me recap. After I took C.J. Anderson, I guess everybody kind of felt the same way. Didn't love the wide receiver value there. So C.J. Anderson followed by Doug Martin. Dave took Latavius Murray. Will took Cam Newton. Marone took Randall Cobb and Jarvis Landry. So he is the first guy with four players, and Marone has Dez Bryant, Randall Cobb, Rob Gronkowski, and Jarvis Landry.
There's zero.
Wow,
back
that's
for you.
Zero that's, RB.
That's yeah. pretty impressive.
Yeah, and he's got a long way to go before we get another pick here. He had the 12th pick in the draft.
I don't know that there's going to be a ton of running backs, though, taken before he picked. Like,
there will be some.
We're getting into that range where nobody really likes the running backs that are listed.
Yeah.
Danny Woodhead could make it back to him.
No way.
You don't think so?
I don't know. I'd be surprised.
What about Jeremy Hill?
No.
I feel like Abdullah is going to be in play there. Like Matt Jones, Abdullah, maybe Langford. We'll see. It'll be interesting to find out.
No, I would take both those guys. I mean, without telling you.
All right, so then like he's looking at somebody like Jeremy Langford, Thomas Rawls, Matt Forte. Rawls probably won't make it back to him.
I think Forte is probably going to be one of his running backs.
And it's not bad.
No.
Given the circumstances.
Right. You're going to be soft somewhere if you do zero RB.
Speaking of soft.
What, Kelvin Benjamin? you're making fat jokes about a guy who's out of shape because of a torn ACL, not because he went to Whataburger and, you know.
How do you know?
Got the special. Because I go to every Whataburger I can.
What if
and
he
I've
did
never
both?
Seen Kelvin
I don't know that I totally buy into, like, he shouldn't be held responsible for getting fat just because he had a torn ACL. You could still do sit-ups.
How fat is he? He just was a little out of shape.
He's not fat.
He's not fat at all. I don't know what this is all about.
He's winded when he plays because he hasn't played competitive football.
That report was like 2 weeks ago. Is that still true? I don't. I think
he played limited snaps in the preseason.
I don't think he's fat.
He said
snacks. He might be a little bit over his normal playing weight.
There was one play in the game where it looked like he was signaling to Cam saying that he was open, but actually it was the hot dog vendor.
They threw him peanuts.
All right, enough of this. He's going to be good. I like him, and I don't mind him as my number two receiver in any league.
I'm having a lot of trouble here with my next pick. Actually, I'm not. I got it down to two guys, and I feel good about both of them. So
it's your guy. Take him.
Off the board, we have Landry, Greg Olsen, Kelvin Benjamin, and Julian Edelman. And I love me some Michael Floyd. If I could get C.J. Anderson and Michael Floyd, that's like my team. But I have really big on Dante Moncrief right now, too. So what's it going to be? I think I'm actually going to go with Dante Moncrief over Floyd.
You're no longer a Michael Floyd guy.
Oh, my God. You're out of the Michael Floyd camp.
You're no longer a Michael Floyd guy.
And you're riding shotgun in Jamie's Dante Moncrief.
Jamie, can you make me feel better about this pick?
I mean, I was going to take him, so it's a great pick. I don't see a downside with him, to be honest with you. I think he's perfect in this range. I think he's a top 20 wide receiver this year. I'm obviously expecting a big season from him.
You've got to expect a lot of touchdowns, and it's not like that's not going to happen. I can't envision a season where Dante Moncrief has fewer than 7 touchdowns. I think that's the floor for him. Is the yardage going to be there? It'll be good enough. If he's got 907,
I'll get
that's fine, but you're right. There's a chance he could get there. He could get 910 or 1,008.
I think you're way low on the yards.
I actually took him over
Did
Floyd.
Something happened to T.Y. Hilton if I'm way low.
I'm sorry, Dave. I actually took him over Floyd because it's PPR. I would have taken Floyd in standard, but now Chris is on the clock with his 3 wide receivers and his 0 RB in round 4, and he's been talking this big game about Carlos Hyde.
Yeah. I wish he had more than 23 receptions and 15 career games or whatever it is, or 21 career games, but yeah, I'll go with that.
Over Woodhead, over Jeremy Hill, Carlos Hyde. Okay. So you've got Hopkins, Keenan Allen, Demaryius Thomas, and Carlos Hyde. I think you have enough catches on your team. You can put Carlos Hyde on your team and feel okay.
I'm not entirely sure that's how it works. It's not rotisserie. It's not
certain
number of catches. But
you've got very good PPR. Like Demaryius Thomas is better in PPR.
And
Keenan Allen's
think,
better in PPR. Yeah.
I do think Carlos Hyde's someone who could be a number one running back. So
Pete is up to replacement level, by the way. One for four. He's up to 250.
You need to take a walk in the next one. He's got a 400 on base percentage.
How about Tyler Lockett being the pick in round 4?
Oi.
Look, he loves Russell Wilson, so all of his targets are going to be really good.
Yeah. Okay.
That's, falling in love with upside.
Pete's team is Aaron Rodgers, David Johnson, Eddie Lacy, and Tyler Lockett. And look, I mean, Pete's not as in tune with fantasy football as we are. He's a senior football writer for CBSSports.com. He knows more about football than all of us combined, but it doesn't mean, you understand, the values in fantasy football and when you can get guys at certain rounds and whatnot. So.
Yeah, Tyler Lockett feels like a situation, like taking Tyler Lockett before like John Brown feels like a situation where it's like, Tyler Lockett could be so good. He could be John Brown. It's like, just take John Brown then.
Well, take Michael Floyd, for God's sake. Nick Kostos on the clock here, as I'll recap round 4. Jarvis Landry, Greg Olsen, Kelvin Benjamin, Julian Edelman, Dante Moncrief, Carlos Hyde, and Tyler Lockett. I'll also be honest with you guys. I was glad I didn't have to choose between Moncrief, Floyd, and Edelman, because I don't know what to do with Julian Edelman. It was good that he played on Thursday. Jamie, why don't you take us through your pick, and then let's talk about Edelman a little bit here.
Well, you took my guy. I'm going to take your guy. I think Michael Floyd is going to be the best Cardinals receiver. I think what we saw from him from week 6 on last year is what you expect this year in a contract year. He'll be my flex. I'm perfectly fine taking a shot on him at this spot. I would have preferred Dante Moncrief, but you are a bastard.
And Jamie takes Floyd. Heath takes Larry Fitzgerald one pick later. You both have 4 picks so far with 1 running back, Jamal Charles for Heath, Devontae Freeman for Jamie, and 3 wide receivers. And this is a 2 wide receiver, 1 flex league. Julio, Cooks, and Fitzgerald for Heath, Green, Marshall, and Floyd for Jamie. So similar strategies there, and you're picking third and fourth, so that makes sense. Edelman, what do you guys think about him right now? How do you feel about Edelman in the fourth round?
I don't love it, but, you know, if he's back to being a 100-catch guy, he's basically Jarvis Landry. You know, they're the same type of player. They're not going to score a ton of touchdowns, especially this year for Edelman with the addition of Martellus Bennett and Chris Hogan. But he's still going to be the second most targeted guy, if not the most targeted guy in this offense, behind Gronk or with Gronk. So there's still a lot to like about him in PPR. I just think the touchdowns are going to escape him, which is why he's downgraded for me in standard formats.
The next two picks of this round and the last two picks of this round were Thomas Rawls and Golden Tate. And Thomas Rawls going ahead of Danny Woodhead, late fourth round. How do you feel about that, guys?
If you believe in him, then you take him.
Yeah, because he's one of the few running backs left that, let's just say Thomas Rawls shows up week one and he's healthy, performs like he did last year, and you just got a difference maker at the 4-5 turn.
Okay. And Golden Tate going there. So, yeah, wide receiver. I feel like this is where it starts to thin. Not to say there's nobody good left, but the best available are Decker, Baldwin, Macklin, Marvin Jones, Hearns, John Brown, Josh Gordon. Are we kind of looking at number three receivers at this point?
Yeah, and the interesting thing about it is, depending on how you're going to value these receivers, there's two owners, Chris and Marone, who went heavy receiver early. So you know what they're looking at in these spots. They're going to try and take running backs here.
Well, running backs are coming off the board like crazy right now. The first four picks of round five are running backs. DeMarco Murray, Danny Woodhead, Giovanni Bernard. Heath, I bet you were hoping to get Danny Woodhead there.
No.
You're hoping for DeMarco.
I do have DeMarco ahead of Gio, and I would have taken DeMarco there over Gio, but I would take Gio over Woodhead.
Really? Okay.
Here's where I think you messed up, though.
Yeah.
You were the only person that were going to take Fitzgerald.
Right, but I was thinking, like, I don't know. I should have just taken DeMarco and then Fitzgerald, you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Jamie took Jeremy Hill, which was that an easy call for you after Woodhead, Gio, and Murray came off the board?
Yeah, I actually considered, and I looked at it, I was looking at Woodhead and Hill and Rawls, and I kind of played the gamble of who's going to come back to me. And maybe I could have done the same thing. You know, maybe I'm the only one that values Michael Floyd in this spot, and he may have come back to me. I didn't think it the way just because – I didn't play it out that way because I looked at the running back group, and I would have taken Melvin Gordon here too if that was my last choice.
I'm spooked by George. He snipes me in every draft we have.
He's in your head.
I just assumed if I left Fitzgerald there, he'd take him right before me.
Some good players left here, and I forgot to mention that Andrew Luck went in between Tyler Lockett and Michael Floyd last round. So I was queuing up Andrew Luck, and then I realized, oh, he's not on the board anymore. Nick Kostos, who took Andrew Luck in the last round, is on the clock. Nick right now has Andrew Luck, Todd Gurley, Sammy Watkins, Alshon Jeffrey, and he took Jeremy Maclin.
It's a good start.
It's a very good start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Nick is bought into avoiding running backs early, you know, whether he's, you know, he took Gurley here, but he's been typically in most of our drafts and most of his personal drafts, as he's said, that he's trying to take a quarterback early. He's got four that he likes, with Breeze being the one that's left out and of the traditional five. And he likes to get his receivers early, you know, and I think this is actually the way that it's worked out for me. Heath did the same thing. Nick's done this, and those are the ones I know, so I'm sorry if I leave anybody out here. But taking a running back and two receivers with your first three picks is ideal for me, and then even in the fourth round, take another receiver, especially in PPR.
Yeah.
Yep. I think the only time I don't do that in PPR is when I'm at the end of the first round.
And the running back's fault.
The wide receivers just go crazy early, right, and then I end up with 2-1, but... Yeah, this has worked out pretty. I'm pretty happy with the way it's worked out so far.
Oh, God, Pete just took Doug Baldwin to pair with Tyler Lockett as his fourth and fifth round picks. He's better take Russell Wilson next. Yeah,
but I don't think Baldwin was the best receiver.
I was going to take Baldwin. I'm frustrated because I really wanted Baldwin there. But Heath, or rather Chris, you're on the clock right now with your one running back and three wide receivers.
Well, since I'm experimenting with zero RB for the first time ever, I might as well take quarterback early, right? Because that's the opposite of how I usually work.
Well, how do you feel about the running backs that are left on the board? You don't want to finally pull the trigger on a running back?
I like three of them.
Well, who are the three?
You're in trouble. You need to take one.
I can't. There's
you're in trouble?
Well, I mean, those three or more than three are being taken.
There's two people who are drafting after me currently listening as well, so I'm not...
Well, Marone's taking the running back. That's a guarantee.
Yeah, I already know who I'm taking, Chris, so don't worry about it. Don't worry about me.
Yeah, he's taking Fleener.
Chris, you made the right pick.
Oh, Chris. Well, you made it easy on me.
I think that's an excellent
call. He had 33 catches last year. You think that could go up a little bit?
Well, obviously, he'll play in more games this year than last year. Theoretically, he's looked better this preseason. Yeah. And that was the big test for me. I wanted to see how this guy came into the preseason after having microfracture surgery on his knee, after not scoring last year. It was terrible. Yeah. Offensive line's better. And absolutely, he looks better. He's going to be your number one running back. I know that that's not ideal, but he's definitely a good starter for your team, given how you started. It was an excellent and very intelligent choice.
I love it, Chris. It's
him and it's Hyde and Gordon. There's a ton of risk there with the injuries, but it could work out okay.
It'll be fine.
Oh, you have two running backs.
I have two running backs. It's a quasi-zero RB. It was zero RB for three rounds. That's not zero RB at all.
Okay.
By the way, Pete Prisco is now 2 for 5, so he's batting 400, getting his picks in. That's good.
Oof, he's a Hall of Famer now.
And I took Marvin Jones after Chris took Melvin Gordon. To me, there's a huge difference between Doug Baldwin, not huge, but a pretty big difference between Baldwin and Jones. But I always tell this story. Last year, in the third round of a half-point PPR draft, I was so mad because Brandon Cooks went one pick before me, and I had to settle for DeAndre Hopkins, and it was eating me alive the entire draft. And then, of course, you just never know how things turn out. But I took Jones. Russell Wilson comes off the board after that. Dave takes Eric Decker. Will takes Emmanuel Sanders. And here's Marone with that interesting team with no running back so far. And you guys are right. He took Matt Forte as his number one running back with the last pick of round 5. He has Dez, Cobb, Gronkowski, and Landry. And Marone, who's already filled his Dolphins quota, took Jeremy Langford. So
it's
there
funny.
We go.
It's
Langford and Forte, what do you guys think as the zero RB strategy waiting till the fifth round?
It's funny you said the Dolphins. I was fully expecting him to take Arian Foster. I really was.
I think these guys are obviously safer than Foster for zero
RB.
Yeah. I honestly can't say I love it. I can't say I hate it. It's an acceptable running back pair when you're going zero RB.
Now, if he gets a capable third and at some point takes Bilal Powell, it starts to look a lot better.
Sure.
We've got a kind of breaking news tweet. I don't know. Andy Reid has actually made a comment about the Juwan Charles situation.
Uh-oh.
Rap Sheet has just tweeted it. Andy
what
Reid
are you
tells
tell us or what?
Tells
why don't you tell us while Dave is picking.
Juwan Charles may not be ready week one. They were planning for a by committee approach in case.
Okay.
Would you like to publicly apologize to Adam Teicher?
No. I don't think
well,
I said
his opinion.
I'm just kidding.
It was just his opinion. He started with, I think.
It's just Andy Reid's
opinion. That's an opinion.
Andy Reid said the word may. It's just his opinion.
Well, yeah, he did say that. I mean, he didn't say he's out for
Whoa, before. Two drafts in a row.
This is the second Man. Draft of the offseason and preseason where I got Kobe Fleener. And here I am taking him again. I like my team. I like the way it started. And I wanted to get a good tight end. I took him over some quarterbacks that I really like. And so I got Kobe Fleener early round 6. It's a change for me.
You know what's happened? I was thinking about this yesterday when you made the comparison to me and Al last year, where I get so in front of these guys and then everybody takes them from me. Not that you guys don't obviously like Adam likes Moncrief and Dave likes Fleener, but I never get them anymore.
Right.
It's so frustrating.
Right. It was always somebody else who took them, but now it's me twice in the same day.
Well, no, I don't just
live draft.
But you were taking Fleener earlier than this, earlier in the year. I think you.
No, I was taking him in this spot. And,
was it sixth?
It was the sixth range.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it was certainly. I never reached for them.
I've got another smaller piece of breaking news. It's not as impactful for like Juwan Charles, but the Titans will waive Dexter McCluster.
That's really good news for DeMarco Murray.
Really good
he's
news.
He's always caught.
That's your passing down back now.
Yeah, he's a 40-catch guy pretty much every year, and the only risk to that was McCluster.
And I'll tell you what, it might be good news for Derrick Henry, too, because he might cut into some of that running downs work. I don't know how they can deny him after how he looked this preseason. Maybe it's going to be kind of a Splitsville by series, maybe two series for DeMarco. Maybe they just rotate series, and DeMarco just assumes all third and long and 2 minutes.
I think the bigger thing is if they're behind in the second half,
that's DeMarco.
That's DeMarco territory. Yeah. And I would expect they're going to be behind in the second half a lot.
Unless they get to the goal line and then
It's
Derrick Henry who's been sitting there while the defense has been on the field for 5 minutes and he's pounding for a touchdown.
Okay, so far we've got in this round Jeremy Langford, John Brown, Kobe Fleener, and DeSean Jackson. More of a standard scoring guy, but not a bad time for him. We also have Alan Hearns, Josh Gordon, Jordan Matthews on the board. I'm on the clock. I have a pretty balanced team right now. I have C.J. Anderson, Ezekiel Elliott, Dante Moncrief, Amari Cooper, and Marvin Jones. I probably would have taken Fleener here if he had fallen. I will skip that. So now Drew Brees, Ryan Matthews, and Amir Abdullah are in my queue. Man. Josh Gordon's another guy I would consider here. That'd be a fourth wide receiver. Standard, I'd definitely take Brees, but quarterback's less valuable in PPR. Man. I'm taking Abdullah. I don't like it that much, but I'm taking Amir Abdullah.
That's the one guy that you mentioned that's not in my queue, so that leaves me with a bit of a difficult choice. I'm a little worried about Demaryius Thomas with the quarterback situation. I think the target volume will still be there, but there's a chance that that offense just falls off with Trevor Siemian. So I could go with the high upside wide receiver in Josh Gordon.
Another receiver.
Well, at this point, I'm taking a backup no matter what, unless I go tight end or quarterback.
Yeah, Brees is tempting here, no?
Brees is very tempting, but I just...
You don't like taking quarterbacks, really?
I just hate taking quarterbacks. I'm usually waiting.
But don't you feel like, just given
11.
Your running back scenario, it's almost better to take a backup there?
It could be. It could be.
Hyde and Gordon are your running backs. Keenan Allen, Hopkins, and Thomas are your wide receivers.
There's a couple of different places I could go. I am going to get that third running back. I'll go with Ryan Matthews.
Okay. Jamie will be up soon. He has Devontae Freeman and Jeremy Hill and three wide receivers, Green, Marshall, and Floyd. And Heath will be up after him. Right now, Pete is up. He will probably take Jermaine Kearse here just for all the Seahawks guys. No, he took Delanie Walker. Okay. And Nick Kostos with the expletive in the draft room because he wanted Delanie Walker, apparently.
We know who Heath's going to take. I just realized it.
Hey, hold on, guys.
Yes.
I want to say something about Delanie Walker because he was so good in this format last year. But they had diddly poo at wide receiver last year. If Tajae Sharpe is going to be as draftable as we say he is that going to cut into Delanie Walker, who led them, I think, in targets, catches, and yards?
Yeah, it's going to matter.
And a better running game, too.
Yeah,
and a
better which running. Walker's going to have to block for, which is one of the reasons why he's a good tight end in PPR. He's just not. He shouldn't be top three, top four.
I think he could do what he did 2 years ago, which was, what, 80 catches, like 900 yards, something like that?
Something. I could look it up just to see. But it wasn't as good as last year.
No. But it wasn't that far off.
No, I think Walker's been top 10 2 years in a row, top 12 3 years in a row.
But that's right. in the Kelsey.
Good consistency.
Kelsey Barnage range.
2014, played 15 games, 63, 894. So maybe not quite as good as we were thinking. But I think he can be 70 catches to 75 catches, right around the same yardage with six touchdowns.
Yeah, Delanie Walker has
fine
been top,
for a tight end.
Top 10 3 years in a row in PPR, top 12 3 years in a row in standard. And Jamie, you're on the clock. Three receivers, two running backs. Heath, you also have three receivers, two running backs. So you guys are going to make your sixth picks here. Walk us through it.
I didn't think there's any way Jamie would let Drew Brees go.
Yeah, I was actually going to take Josh Gordon.
Yeah,
that would have been my first choice. Drew Brees was my second choice. I just think it's, you talk about value for quarterback and he could be amazing again.
I'm in a situation where I kind of feel like, as the Jamaal Charles owner, I'm now not going to get Spencer Ware because I'm not going to take him early in the seventh, and Jamie picks right before me in the eighth, and it would be really fun for him to take him right in front of me. So I think I have to go running back here, so that if Charles misses early, I've got a couple of options. And there's two of them that I hope I can get both of them. I'm going to take Duke Johnson first. I think he's the most likely to be drafted by the other guys.
Why not just wait till round eight and take Spencer Ware?
I don't think I'm going to get him. He's gone at the 8-9 turn in the last couple of drafts, but I'm just guessing he doesn't make it.
I like the way I'm the only one that's going to get him.
By the way, Jamie said he would have taken Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon went the pick before him. So he took Drew Brees. He took Duke Johnson, which brings us to George on the clock here with this team. Three running backs, two wide receivers. Ingram, Rawls, and Woodhead. Woodhead is his flex. Beckham and Hilton at wide receiver. The best quarterback available is Carson Palmer. The best running backs available are, all right, we're in the Frank Gore, Rashad Jennings, Charles Sims, Matt Jones, Arian Foster, D'Angelo Williams group. We've got
the not great Bob group.
Yeah, we've got Snead, Jordan Matthews, Michael Crabtree, Vincent Jackson, Stephon Diggs, Allen Hurns. No, we don't have amazing players left. And at tight end, we have Kelce, Ertz, Gates, Barnage, and then those kind of flyers, those touchdown guys, Jared Cook, Dwayne Allen, Julius Thomas. This is kind of, this is a tough time of the draft, you know?
Yeah, it's a little too early to start taking your sleepers. But the guys that are there are so underwhelming. I think we are all hoping that either Luke or George takes Travis Kelce, right?
George is going to take Kelce.
Oh, well, you want Kelce?
Wait, does George have a tight end?
He's been the top player on your board for at least four rounds, right?
No. He is currently, though.
Yeah.
But I won't take him if he comes back to me.
George took...
Really?
No.
At this spot?
I'm taking another running back.
Oh, okay.
George took Derrick Henry. Luke Rogers took Jordan Matthews. Luke Rogers is up again.
I'm struggling with who I'd take right here because I have Sims ranked the highest. Mm-hmm. He's the guy that I'm the most excited about. But I'm thinking about week one, and I almost think I might rather start Frank Gore against the Lions in week one.
Right.
So
this is specifically as the Charles owner you're thinking about. This.
Yes. Right. Yes. I mean, in any other scenario, I'm taking Charles Sims over Frank Gore in a PPR league.
Right.
But
why are you just thinking week one? Just because you just did your week one rankings?
No, just because I don't think.
I had the same.
I'm not in panic mode with Charles yet.
In our 10-team league that we just did, I had kind of the same thought process with as the Charles owner. So
that you're thinking week one more so than long term.
At some point, once you have your starting lineup filled out, I do think you can start taking a little bit of a shorter view.
What did you say, Dave?
I'm asking if you're going to move Jamal Charles down. Are you thinking about doing that in your rankings?
I'm thinking about it. I wouldn't say I've definitively said I've got to get to my rankings as soon as this is over and move him down.
Well, it worked out well for you. Somebody took Travis Kelce off your hands.
There you go, Luke.
And Sterling Shepard went after.
So now I have to decide if I'm taking Frank Gore for week one or Charles Sims for the season. And
wait, your running backs are who? Charles and who else?
Charles, Gio, and Duke.
So let's just say you started Gio and Duke.
I may start Duke week one.
That's what I'm saying. You start Gio and Duke, week one. What's the fear? And then just looking at the best player
right
long term.
That's a good point. I could just start. I'd probably start Duke over Gore anyway. I'm taking Sims.
All right. You like those pass catching running backs. That's for sure. You've got a lot of them now. And we are into round seven. I'm going to recap round six for everybody here. Round six was Jeremy Langford, John Brown, Kobe Fleener to Dave, Deshaun Jackson, Amir Abdullah to me, Ryan Matthews to Chris, Delanie Walker, Josh Gordon, Drew Brees to Jamie, Duke Johnson to Heath, Derrick Henry, Jordan Matthews. Yeah, you took Duke Johnson over Derrick Henry, huh?
I did.
Yeah. Okay, makes PPR, you know. You would have done opposite in standard, right?
I'm not totally sure about that, no.
You like Duke Johnson.
I do. I think Duke Johnson's, like, if I had to guess right now, I think Duke Johnson's going to get more touches than Henry this year.
Do you fear, as a guy who believes in RG3, that he can support Duke Johnson getting back to the level of catches that he had last year and still being sustainable carrying the ball?
I think that there is a little bit of concern of Duke not catching as many passes as he did last year. I don't know that it's, like, a huge concern, but there's something there.
I'm starting to feel like Crowell's the better of the two.
Well, he'll probably come back to me in the next.
I refused to let Heath take Isaiah Crowell in our rejects league in the team we're sharing. Refused.
He did. He was very angry that Chris Ivory was taken and then said, we're not taking Crowell. Yeah. So we took James White.
Half point PPR. Kelce, Sterling Shepard, Charles Sims, Rashad Jennings, Jonathan Stewart, Allen Hurns, Oh, that was a good pick. I like Hearns mid-round seven. I know, Dave, you like that a lot.
I do, too. Yeah, I was hoping he'd kind of fall to me.
All right, Chris, you're on the clock. Let's take a look at Chris's team here. You've got Carlos Hyde, Melvin Gordon, and Ryan Matthews, and Keenan Allen, DeAndre Hopkins, and Demaryius Thomas. Three running backs, three wide receivers, and this is your seventh pick, sir.
Yeah, it's an interesting spot for me because I don't have to worry about bye weeks for wide receivers until week nine with DeAndre Hopkins, but I do have Demaryius and Keenan Allen in week 11, so that's a little bit of a concern. I think I'm going to go with another wide receiver, though, and go with some upside this season, Willie Snead.
Willie Snead, okay.
Upside?
Upside.
What upside do you see with Willie Snead? We just talked about this on Friday's show. It's like I feel like he's safe and he's good, but I don't know that there's upside there.
I mean, you're talking about a guy who had 984 yards in his rookie season. I get that. Was that second season? Sorry. But he's still early
younger
in his
team.
Career.
Yep.
He's still young. He still plays in a very good passing offense. Do we really think Kobe Fleener is going to produce that much more than Ben Watson did last season?
Yes.
How much? I mean, Ben Watson was really productive last year.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much he's going to take away.
It's also Michael Thomas thing.
Sure, Michael Thomas, but he's a rookie. Rookie wide receivers are not always as good as we hope they will be. You know, 2 years ago being the one exception, really. And so I just think Willie Snead's got a chance to get to maybe 1,100 yards.
Wow, that'd be impressive for him.
I think that Scott White in our draft just before this one took Willie Snead
did.
At like 83 overall.
He was fist pumping like crazy.
And that was the earliest I'd seen Snead go this year.
I think he actually went earlier than that because I think Tajay went around then.
I think he had
Tajay very early.
He had two picks.
Right, he took
right
Snead
there. He took like Snead at 81 and Sharp at 85 or something.
Do I need to make a pick here, or can I just like skip?
You can skip.
You can skip.
There's
a thing called auto draft.
There's a player I'm hoping falls to me.
Oh, why did I take D'Angelo Williams? Why did I do that?
Who are your running backs?
C.J. Anderson, Ezekiel Elliott, and Ameer Abdullah.
Yeah, you should have taken Booker.
I'm not taking. It made no sense. Why did I take him? I hated the wide receivers that were on the board. The best wide receiver is Crabtree.
Who is the best player on your board?
I think Crabtree is, but I have Amari Cooper, so I don't know that it makes sense to take Crabtree.
I think that's over.
Do you have a quarterback yet?
I do not have a quarterback. I'm going to wait on quarterback.
I think it would have been better to take Carson Palmer.
Yeah, that's the thing I don't understand. If you're not sold on the spot that you're at, the players that are on the board at other positions, why not just take the best star at that position of need that you're still looking for?
Oh, I should have taken who Dave just took, Tom Brady.
I'm so glad you didn't take him.
I don't even put him in my queue. I need to start doing that more. Of course, this is my last draft, but Dave, let's talk about your team. We haven't talked about it much. Brady, Peterson, Latavius Murray, Allen Robinson, Kelvin Benjamin, Kobe Fleener, and Eric Decker.
I think it's a good balanced team, and I love getting Brady. It's the guy I'm targeting in round seven, and pretty much every draft I'm in, looking for Derek Carr later on, I'll probably end up with Blake Bortles instead. And I'll be happy with Bortles as my starter to begin the year. And, just a good team, good players, lots of receptions. These are things that are typically good to have on a PPR roster. Happy with the team. Got my starting lineup set up. Probably don't have as many running backs as I had hoped for at this point, but I can always rectify that starting in round eight.
See, please, Dave, don't take like six running backs to end the team. It's PPR. You're not even going to start more than two on most weeks.
Right, but I've got Decker, Kelvin Benjamin, and Allen Robinson. I would imagine that those three guys would be in my lineup. I will definitely get at least one more receiver.
You better.
And then
yeah.
After that, that's it. Well, you know which receiver I'm going to get, hopefully, in round nine.
Oh, yeah, he's in my queue, Mr.
Oh,
Sharp.
Then I might not get him, but I have to take Jerick McKinnon in round eight after taking Adrian Peterson in round one. Even if I wasn't drafting with Jamie, and I know Jamie loves Jerick McKinnon.
Oh, I would have taken.
Yeah, I can't let him slip past me. And I even put some thought into my previous pick. I thought about potentially taking McKinnon there, thinking that maybe Marone, who went zero RB in the 12th slot, could end up taking McKinnon. But there were enough good running backs ahead of McKinnon in all of our rankings that I didn't think that was going to happen. So I've locked up that Vikings backfield. It's going to be a lot of carries to go around there with Teddy Bridgewater out.
All right, guys, so I'm going to recap some of the most recent picks after I took D'Angelo Williams. And I actually, the more I think about it, I'm okay with it because I'll probably start him over Marvin Jones at flex. Kevin White, So that's, you know, Kevin White was going really late in a lot of drafts. Now he goes in the seventh round, followed by Tom Brady, Frank Gore, Arian Foster to Marone at the end of round seven. He then takes Carson Palmer. That was a zero RB guy. Kristen Michael, Jerick McKinnon, and TJ Yeldon. Okay, you guys, I'll deliberate here on my pick. Why don't you talk about Kevin White going middle to late seventh round now?
I think that was just way too soon for White. Yeah, it's a positive that he'll play a lot in Chicago. It's a positive that the Bears figure to throw a lot. But he just, until this fourth preseason game against a bunch of backups, they played the Browns, Kevin White did not look great.
The only thing I'll say about it being too soon is we've reached the point where I look at the wide receivers that are left on the board, and it's for the most part, except for Vincent Jackson, who's done it before, it's a lot of guys we're speculating on what they could be. So if you are the guy that believes Kevin White could be the best out of that group, I don't think there's anybody there that you're passing on that it's like, oh, how can you not take him?
I think it's this, compares favorably to, now I like Sterling Shepard better, but it's the same situation. You're talking about the number two receiver who's going to get a lot of single coverage, who we've never seen do anything before. And we talked about this. If the NFL draft happened, if Kevin White was in the NFL draft this year, then he would have been still probably the first rookie receiver taken. I don't see a reason why that wouldn't have happened.
No, I think that's definitely true.
You know, the injury notwithstanding.
And it's not like the type of injury that you worry about, like slowing him down long term.
We don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing.
Heath, are you going to punch Chris?
No, it's exactly, I mean, this is the most.
I would have taken him. It wasn't to get back to you.
I told you.
Yeah.
I couldn't take him at the start of the seventh round, which is like, I don't get Spencer Ware. But that's the most Chris thing ever, because I mentioned the draft we did just before this, and Chris had Charles on that team and passed on Spencer Ware at the start of the ninth round.
No, I forgot about Spencer Ware.
Didn't take him at the start of the ninth in that draft, and he takes him midway through the eighth when he doesn't have Charles.
That was a 10-team draft.
So it was basically the same pick,
this
probably.
This is eight picks later. I looked it up just to make sure.
Okay, recapping. After Dave took McKinnon, it was Yeldon. I took Michael Crabtree. And I didn't really want him in round seven. I'm much more comfortable with him around later because he's good in his own right. You know, he was a top 20 wide receiver last year, I'm pretty sure, in PPR. And I have Amari Cooper, so I guess that's sort of like a handcuff for my number one wide receiver. But no, it is. So I'm cool with that. Devontae Parker goes after Spencer Ware. So it was Crabtree to me, Ware to Chris, Devontae Parker, James White to Nick. And now Jamie's on the clock. He just took Tajay Sharp. Cuts like a knife, that Tajay Sharp.
I see your Kobe Fleener pick, and I raise you, Tajay Sharp.
As much as I love Tajay, I wanna keep Kobe.
That's how Jamie works. I take Moncrief, he takes Floyd.
That's right.
Yeah, I like it. Heath, who'd you take?
Zach Ertz.
Yeah. Barnage to George. And Chris, do you have a tight end yet?
I do not have a tight end yet.
Dave, do you? Oh, you Fleener.
Kobe Fleener.
Jamie, do you?
I do not.
God. These tight ends are terrible now.
Yep. Yeah, we're at that point now where it's just like, just wait until round 12.
Barnage is to me the last one. Oh, Gates is interesting, I guess.
Yeah, and there's one guy that, I mean, we know who Jamie's going to take in a couple rounds.
There's two I would take.
Is there two? Okay.
Okay, so we are done with round 8. I'll finish the rest of round 8 was Crabtree to me, Spencer Ware to Chris, Parker, James White, Tajay Sharp, Zach Ertz, Gary Barnage, and Ben Roethlisberger to Luke Rogers. With the number one pick overall, this is the team that Luke Rogers has assembled through eight rounds. Roethlisberger, McCoy and DeMarco Murray, Antonio Brown and Golden Tate, Jordan Reed, Jordan Matthews, and he has Travis Kelce. He took two tight ends. I didn't even realize that.
Interesting.
I mean,
this doesn't feel like a great team from the number one spot.
No, because of the Jordan Reed, LeSean McCoy turn in a PPR league was very unusual at the 2-3 pick.
Well, the whole key is Jordan Reed almost Gronk? We always see if you take Gronk, you're going to be weak at either running back or wide receiver, but you've got Gronk, so you feel fine about it. We don't look at Jordan Reed the same way, but if he's almost Gronk again, then it's understandable.
Make Jordan Reed Gronk again, is what you're saying.
That was exactly what I almost said.
Devontae Booker, first pick of round 9. That stinks for me. DeAndre Washington, second pick of round 9. That stinks for Dave, the Latavius Murray owner. Early. And now Heath is on the clock. Take us through it, Heath Cummings.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide between a pair of wide receivers, one of which is probably a more steady backup. The other, I feel like, has huge upside. I'm going to take the one with huge upside because why not? I think it may be the earliest I've taken him yet, but I wouldn't want Dave to take him because I know he's just chomping at the bit.
I am chomping.
Michael Thomas in round 9. There are some good wide receivers on the board. I think they're about to get drafted. I don't want to say them because
Jamie's going to take the one that I was debating about, I think, but maybe not.
No. And I'm going to take probably the other one. We'll see what Chris does.
But look, this guy is falling, rightfully so, but at 100 overall, I'll take a shot on Matt Jones.
Yeah. I mean, oh, look, wow. Matt Jones is still there.
If he's 6-7 games of good production, then that's a steal.
Right.
You know, starting him for those 6-7 games?
I don't know. I'm not starting him in the beginning of the season. So when I get to the point where if he starts to play well, I have an option.
You're right. You're right about one thing. The fact that it's 100th overall, and here's a running back that's starting for an NFL team, you might as well take it.
And look, I know Dave's going to target, you know, Kelly at some point, Rob Kelly at some point, but as will I. You know, so if Dave beats me to it, so be it. I'm not in a real rush to handcuff my fourth running back. But if he falls to me, then that's an easy guy to take just because then you just kind of play it out and see how this all unfolds. By the way, just to recap our good friend Pete Prisco, I made a comment about half an hour ago on him taking Tyler Lockett and Doug Baldwin. I said, whoa, Mr. Wilson, Mr. Russell Wilson. And he just responded. I just want to see. Can we see how many picks ago it was?
I don't know if it's still in the draft.
It may have been too long ago.
Yeah.
So it's at least 32 picks ago where I made the comment about, whoa, Mr. Russell Wilson. And then he just responded after pick 100.
It's a lot more than that because that was round 5 when he took Tyler Lockett.
It was
in the middle 28 of round 9.
Minutes ago.
28 minutes ago.
Exactly.
There you go.
Wow. All right. So first 4 picks of round 9 are, sorry, just catching up here. They are Devontae Booker, DeAndre Washington, Michael Thomas, Matt Jones, and Corey Coleman. And here's something that I want to tell everybody if you're doing a PPR draft. These running backs are still available. Chris Ivory, Theo Riddick, Isaiah Crowell, LeGarrette Blount, Justin Forsett, Bilal Powell, Kenneth Dixon. Now we're talking backups. Oh, Chris Ivory's off the board. But Chris Towers just took Chris Ivory in his ivory tower over there. Come on, that's pretty good.
I think your team name should definitely be Ivory Towers.
That's pretty good. And that was 103rd overall, so that's great. I'm going to take a wide receiver here. Actually, this is important. There are 4 teams picking behind me. Jeff, Dave, Will, and Marone. I have to see if they have tight ends because I want Antonio Gates. Jeff does not have a tight end. Marone does, Dave does, and Will. Does Will have a tight end, guys?
Yeah, he's got Olsen.
Oh, man. So is Jeff going to take Antonio Gates in 2 picks?
Jeff will almost certainly take Antonio Gates.
Yeah, I think he will. I got to go Gates here.
Yeah,
so
you
I'm going
take
Gates.
Gates. Yeah, good.
Otherwise, I was going to take a wide receiver, and I won't say his name. We're almost done with round 9. Dave, what does your team need right now?
I need running back depth.
I think you need wide receiver depth, boy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You got 3 receivers through 8 picks. This is a PPR league.
That's so many receivers.
But you have no bench receivers.
Will Fuller is there.
No. He does have 4. He's got Kelvin Benjamin. That counts as 2.
What are you talking about with Kelvin Benjamin? It's funny, though. I'll give you that.
Nick Costas just popped his head in and said, Corey Coleman, worst pick of the draft. He just took him at 101 overall.
And he must be angry about it.
But he handcuffed Josh Gordon. That's good.
You know, in the spirit of Jamie taking a running back who's starting for a team after pick 100, I'd like to do the same. LeGarrette Blount is the name at the top of my queue. And the only guy standing between me and LeGarrette having ourselves a man hug is Jeff Tobin, who's using apparently all
of his
time.
I thought you were
going to
say the hot dog salesman.
And
oh!
A goner. Well, that stinks. So now I think I am going to turn to wide receiver. And I do see Will Fuller at the top, and I like the potential he has this year. There are other receivers that I like. And I'm going to target Theo Riddick coming back to me in the next round. And if he's not there, then it might be quarterback time. Will Fuller is on my team at pick 106 overall.
Okay. All right. 2 picks left here in round 9, which looks like this. Devontae Booker, DeAndre Washington. You know, I just taking the Devontae Booker and DeAndre Washington before Matt Jones, before Chris Ivory, before LeGarrette Blount it's interesting. I'm not saying it's wrong because you're hoping for upside here, but neither of the guys that picked those players had the starter on that team. The Booker owner did not go to CJ Anderson owner.
But that's not necessarily a mistake, though.
No, right. Like I said, I want to know what you guys think of it. It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, he, you know, I said this before. Why do you have to take your handcuff when you can take somebody else's? And Spencer Ware's in that same conversation. You took D'Angelo Williams away from the Le'Veon Bell owner. You know, I think the one that stands out in terms of handcuffs, which is Dave, who made sure he got Jerick McKinnon because he has Adrian Peterson. Like, I'm not making it a priority whatsoever to take Tevin Coleman. In a standard league, I may be more inclined to do so, but I don't think Tevin Coleman's going to help me in a PPR league if Devontae Freeman goes down. So you want to try and do it if it makes sense for you. Like, Dave's doing it in this spot for him because he knows I would probably take Jerick McKinnon in the two picks that I would have after he picked him. So that's why he's doing it. He's being, you know, more of the defensive as opposed to, you know, the aggressor there and trying to make sure he gets Jerick McKinnon. You know, so it comes down to what makes the most sense for your team. And those guys taking Washington and Booker, they probably view, you know, or were burned by CJ Anderson last year, or don't view Latavius Murray as a full-time feature back.
Yeah, my only issue is, like, we have no idea if those guys are going to be any good. So, right, like, I always go back to Cameron Artis Payne, who this year, you know, we say he's having a nice preseason, maybe there's some value. But last year we were saying Jonathan Stewart always gets hurt. They took Cameron Artis Payne in the draft. Why not put him on your roster? He finally got his chance. He was worthless. So it's just there's definitely some risk to it, but there's also reward. Potentially, anyway. Okay, the rest of round nine. Sorry. After those two rookie running backs, Booker and Washington, it was Michael Thomas to Heath, Matt Jones, Corey Coleman, Devin Funchess, Chris Ivory, Antonio Gates, LeGarrette Blount, Will Fuller, Jay Ajayi, and Tavon Austin at the end of round nine. All of us said on yesterday's show, except Chris wasn't there, we just don't really find ourselves drafting Tavon Austin.
Not at pick 108. Maybe pick 130.
Yeah, but the Rams are going to get him 100 catches this year. Haven't you heard?
Well, they're counting punt and kickoff return catches.
Justin Forsett, Isaiah Crowell, Dave took Theo Riddick, Bilal Powell goes, and the guy that I wanted to take last round that I'm going to take now, I'm sorry, Jamie, I guess you're just influencing me a lot. Kenny Stills, I believe it. I believe what I saw. He looked really good. Not only did he pass the eye test, but it makes sense as well. Kenny Stills, to me, at pick 113.
I have no problem with it. I mean, I'll say what I said on Friday's show. If there was no Devontae Parker, Kenny Stills would be in my top 30. You know, he is looked the part. Adam Gase's track record suggests it. He has been pigeonholed as this deep threat guy, which he's not. And I think he's going to have the opportunity, if he stays in that spot, to really well outperform this draft spot. So it's a good high upside pick for you.
Okay. Chris, you're on the clock. What are you thinking?
A couple of guys who I would not be looking at if it were not PPR, but they are high target players coming off pretty good seasons. I just don't know, like, with Kamar Aiken, is this too early for Kamar Aiken PPR?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Season, but they did bring in, you know, they're going to have, what, at least two new wide receivers who basically I guess three wide receivers that weren't there when Kamar Aiken was really performing, and Steve Smith, Mike Wallace,
they weren't there.
Perriman. So it's, there's a chance he does nothing.
You sound really encouraged by this.
Well, it's the 10th round.
Kamar Aiken. Over Vincent Jackson, who Heath is totes going to take in two picks.
Jamie's going to take him.
No.
No, I'm not. There's another receiver I like better.
Yeah, you're going to take Diggs, right?
I do like Diggs. I don't think he really gets hurt tremendously by Teddy Bridgewater being out.
Okay, so Rob Kelly just went to Pete Prisco.
Yeah, that was a guy I was going to take, to be honest with you.
Really?
It was going to be Kelly, and I was shocked that Pete's the one that took him. But remember, Pete is the guy that was, we did this draft last year, and leading up to this draft for sure, David Johnson. You know, he was, the at least in my opinion, the guy that was at the forefront of that. From an NFL perspective, and certainly, you know, from our show, I think it's one of those situations you got to pay attention to it and what he's done in the preseason too.
Great. Okay, so Tevin Coleman is the next pick. So Nick Costos hated his Corey Coleman pick. Then he took Tevin Coleman. Then Stephon Diggs to Jamie, Vincent Jackson to Heath, and I think we can probably finish it off here with these next two picks and just go with 10 rounds.
Yeah, I may have to jump off at some point to do radio, so I apologize. The radio show happened not on the day that the show.
Why don't you go ahead and recap your team then real quick, Jamie, through 10
sure.
rounds.
My team is Drew Brees at quarterback. Devontae Freeman and Jeremy Hill are my starting running backs. Brandon Marshall and AJ Green are my receivers. I do not have a tight end yet, but the guy that Heath was alluding to that I will take if he's available to me will be Jared Cook. Michael Floyd is my flex as of now, and my bench is Rashad Jennings, Stephon Diggs, Matt Jones, Tajay Sharpe-Richard, and nobody else right now.
Okay. And Heath, you had the third pick. Jamie had the fourth pick. You had the third pick. The two of you drafted somewhat similarly. How did your team, you know, shape up?
Yeah, I don't have a quarterback yet, and I've
got. Do you like your quarterback?
Yes. Well, the possibilities are endless. Mm-hmm. Like, it could be anyone.
Yeah, you might as well wait.
Yes. There's so many things that my quarterback could do. And really, like, all the positive things you could say about a quarterback, you could say about my quarterback.
What do you think of his week one matchup?
How about three of us, though?
Non-existent. Like, not even a concern.
Oh, yeah, terrible defense. With three of us, me, Chris, and Heath, none of us have quarterbacks. And we're the only three, actually, through 10 rounds. And Luke Rogers just took Terrell Pryor. Wow, that's
something.
One we haven't seen at the end of round 10. All right, Chris, we're done with 10 rounds here. Chris, recap your team.
I do not have a quarterback, as we've said. I have Carlos Hyde, Melvin Gordon, DeAndre Hopkins, Keenan Allen, Demaryius Thomas, and no tight end so far. The bench is Chris Ivory, Ryan Matthews, Spencer Ware, Kamar Aiken, and Willie Snead.
You did a good job picking up some good talent all the way around, Chris.
The thing that waiting on
quarterback and tight end will certainly pay off.
But then I look at tight end and quarterback, and I think I need to start picking one right now, and I don't know if I like anybody available.
The four teams that need a quarterback, three that don't have any, and then one that needs a quarterback for the first 4 weeks of the season, are all represented on this podcast now.
Look, I mean, there are four quarterbacks that are on the board right now that a lot of people would have no problem taking. Bortles, Rivers, Eli, three of them. Did I say three or four? Bortles, Rivers,
there's
and Eli.
There's more than four.
Yeah.
Those are just the three that are
But those
the
three are like top 12 guys for most analysts. Maybe not Bortles, but definitely Rivers and Eli.
I mean, Tyrod was exceptional on a per-game basis last season as well. Jameis, if he takes that big step forward,
sure.
He was, what, 15th last season?
Sure.
And I'll tell you, there's plenty of tight ends left too, Chris, so you're in pretty good shape. I would say that I know you didn't go zero RB, but kind of sort of zero RB definitely worked out for you.
Yeah.
All right. To wrap things up, Dave, you can give your team. I'll give mine. And we'll say goodbye to everybody. Have a great Labor Day. And listen to Eye on Fantasy Football on Saturday nights. Dave, go ahead.
We're on this week, by the way.
Yeah, so babe.
If
I called you babe.
Something.
I meant to say baby. That was really creepy. Either way would have been creepy.
I didn't say baby.
I was going to say, yeah, baby. And then I said, yeah, babe. So go ahead, cutie pie. Tell me your team.
Tom Brady is my quarterback starting in week 5. My quarterback until then is TBD. My running backs are Adrian Peterson and Latavius Murray. I do have Jerick McKinnon, and Theo PPR boy Riddick is also on the bench. My receivers, very happy with them. Allen Robinson, Kelvin Benjamin, Eric Decker, Will Fuller, and Jacoby Fleener-Eisenberg is my tight end.
And I will finish with my squad here with the 8th overall pick. I took Ezekiel Elliott in the first round. I have Elliott, C.J. Anderson, D'Angelo Williams, Amir Abdullah at running back. I have Amari Cooper and Dante Moncrief at wide receiver, also with Marvin Jones, Michael Crabtree, and Kenny Stills on my bench. I could start either Jones or D'Angelo in week 1 as my flex. And I have Antonio Gates, and now Chris is on the clock. I'm going to take either Bortles or Eli. I'll let you decide, Chris.
Mm-hmm. What if he doesn't take either one?
Then yeah, I'll probably take.
There's a chance I won't take either one. Yeah, you know, I do like the opportunity to pair a quarterback and a wide receiver, so I'll go with Phillip Rivers there.
All right, I think I'm going to take Bortles. I'm a big believer that Eli Manning is going to finish as a top 10 quarterback. I also believe it will be kind of a bumpy ride to get there, so I'll go with Bortles. And that will conclude our live draft. We still have a few rounds left, but they will be boring. So thank you all for listening. Really appreciate it. Enjoy your 3-day weekend, and we will have another podcast for you on Tuesday. Always a pleasure to be here, guys. With Chris, Heath, Dave, and Jamie, I'm Adam Azer. See ya.